Macaulay Culkin's shorts while Jackson and Culkin were playing a video game. So to have Macaulay Culkin come up here and refute that could be potentially powerful testimony for the defense.
White House officials angry that the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is delaying a vote on President Bush's nominee for UN ambassador. Republican Congressman Mike Pence says nominee John Bolton will be confirmed one way or another.
I believe that the president's choice for ambassador to the United Nations will be recommended by the committee, and he should well be confirmed by the United States Senate.
Democrats claim Bolton has a history of being abusive towards subordinates. Republicans argue that Bolton is the victim of trumped-up complaints. The nation has a new bankruptcy law tonight. President Bush has signed legislation making it more difficult for people to walk away from their debts just by filing personal bankruptcy. The new law will take effect in 6 months. More than a foot of snow today in parts of Wyoming. It was so bad that authorities had to shut down a 45-mile stretch of the state's main east-to-west highway. This is CNN Radio News.
There are six of us. We're on our own. No parents, no rules, and no safety either. You see, we can fly. No, I'm not kidding. We have wings, and we can fly.
From number one best-selling author James Patterson comes his most exciting book yet, James Patterson's Maximum Ride.
If you dare to read this story, you could become part of the experiment. You'll see what I mean at MaximumRide.com.
James Patterson's Maximum Ride. Visit MaximumRide.com if you dare.
Preposterous! If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture G is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous!
Stocks were down today on concerns about inflation. CNN Radio's Susan Lasovich has more from Wall Street.
Despite some very good earnings reports, especially in technology, where we had Yahoo and Intel easing a lot of fears that we saw last week with IBM's big disappointment, there was a more macro view, a much wider view about what's happening to the economy.
The Dow fell today to a new low for the year. State lawmakers in Texas debating legislation that would bar gay couples from adopting children. The Texas House has already approved the bill. It now goes on to the state Senate. The governor of Connecticut today signing legislation recognizing same-sex civil unions. Critics say that's the same thing as legalizing gay marriage. They're planning protests this weekend. A Vietnam veteran spitting tobacco juice into Jane Fonda's face during a book signing in Kansas. 54-year-old Michael Smith arrested on disorderly conduct charges. This is news from CNN Radio. It's a uniquely male disease, but a new study suggests that men may inherit it from their mothers. CNN Radio's Jim Roop explains.
Scientists think they found a gene that predisposes men to prostate cancer in parts of a cell that come exclusively from mothers who obviously don't have prostates. The find gives scientists a different place to look for cancer genes, and it could help biologists better understand what causes prostate cancer, the most common type of tumor in America. The work's reported at an American Association for Cancer Research meeting in Southern California. More than 99% of our genes are contained in the nucleus, but a very small number are in the tiny structure called mitochondria, inherited from mom. Jim Roof, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And something for the ultimate Star Wars fan in your life, a London theater planning a 14-hour marathon featuring all six Star Wars movies, including the new one, Revenge of the Sith. Tickets go on sale Monday for the May 16th marathon. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Republicans are unequivocally masters at driving the truck over the veterans and kicking them to the side of the road like roadkill. They are. If you get into an argument or a discussion with any type of righty, they're in denial on this issue because they've got that sticker on the back of their soccer mom van.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
I'm not stupid. I'm not trouble. And I'm not helpless.
I am worth your time, and I have much to contribute.
I need to be taught in a way I can understand.
I can learn the same things.
but I just learn them in a different way.
Learn how your kids learn.
For a free brochure, call 1-888-478-6463 or log on to focusonlearning.org to learn how your kids learn. A message from the Ad Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Trying to make you feel at home, you right wingers. You know, I'm afraid if we played the Pink Floyd music that I usually play, or something a little more lighthearted and liberal, you people would freak out. Anyway, it is Flying Monkey Right Night on the Molloy program, and here's the format. We're just going to do a regular show here. We'll see what happens. But we're only going to take phone calls from people from the Flying Monkey Right. That is the Religio Nazis or you crazy Republicans. And so now's the time to get online. 866-303-2270 is the number. Now, I know you're out there, you little neocons, you cute little boogers. You hang out around the program most nights. I know you do. I love getting emails that say things like, you know, I never listened to your show. And then they quote, you know, stuff from like 9 shows. Anyway, here's your chance. Right-wingers, we'll open the mighty microphone and give you a chance to speak. But there's one rule. You might want to get a pen or a pencil or a crayon to write this down. You must have a political topic to discuss, either what I'm talking about, like normal people when they call a radio program, or something that you want to bring up. You can't just call in and say, "You suck!" You got to have something relevant and coherent to say. Now, I know that eliminates 99% of you right away, including Bush, but the remaining 1% is certainly welcome to try. Okay? One of our correspondents out in New Mexico, Jim Turr, who has the website, what is it, BlueCanyonProductions.com, is that what it is? He sent me a little piece here. Now I think he recorded this just prior to the election of the Hitler Youth man, who is now the Pope. Let's listen. This is Jim Turr on papacy stuff, and this reminds me a little bit of Calvin Trillin, who writes for the Nation, but it is strictly Jim Turr. So here it is.
I don't care about the Pope, dead or alive, nor puffs of smoke signifying who'll be next to fill this job oh so complex, furthering Jesus' humble chore of ending suffering and war, while clothed in jeweled opulence and cloaked in vast irrelevance, responding to overpopulation by backing careless copulation, thousands starving, dying daily, screw your brains out, but please, not gaily. Never has more influence been squandered on inconsequence and breathless TV news reports on stuff of such a silly sort.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. I like that. Doesn't that remind you of Calvin Trillin a bit? On the papacy. Speaking of things religious, did you see what's going on in Chicago? Here it is again. This time it's an underpass on, what is it, the Kennedy? We used to live there, Kathy. The Kennedy near Fullerton Avenue. Here's a story. A woman named Abdulia Delgado was driving home along Fullerton Avenue about a week ago after getting off work at St. Elizabeth Hospital when she saw the Virgin Mary on the wall of this underpass. You know, she's driving along. She very quickly pulled over and examined the form and took a closer look, and then she fell to her knees and started praying. Ms. Delgado said she rushed home and told her husband Fidel what she saw. Fidel Delgado said he was skeptical of his wife's claim until the two went to the site. Fidel said, "I was just stunned from what he saw." So last week, the couple who lived near the site met with their priest from St. Francis Assisi Church According to Mrs. Delgado, the priest told the Delgado couple that the image could be seen as a positive aspect of their lives, even though the priest warned other people might be skeptical or poke fun at their claim. So after meeting with the priest, the two felt determined to spread the word, the husband and wife, and late Sunday, around 100 people gathered and knelt in prayer to see for themselves. Some people are taking pictures, inscribing their names, leaving flowers at the scene, but satanic messages have also been left, according to NBC's affiliate there. One of the visitors, Jose Racino, said it's a miracle. Now, road specialists, and believe me, Illinois has road specialists. Roads and bridges are one of the biggest forms of graft in that state. Road specialists believe the markings may have been caused by salt that they spread on the expressway because of the snow, or a watermark from the roadway above, you know, the expressway. Now, there's a picture of it. Somebody sent me here. It's from turn to, and then the numeral 10, turnto10.com/news. And there's a picture. It looks a little bit like something that, here I go again. Kathy, do you know the female painter out west, as she passed away now, painted the voluptuous flowers? Who was that? You know who I'm talking about. And she was the companion of the photographer for years. Don't we have one of her reproductions in our house, for God's sake? Oh, I hate this. You're having a brain fart too? You can't think of it either, huh? Yeah, that's right. You have a 9-month-old. You can't think of anything. But it looks like one of her pictures, one of her paintings, I should say. Kinda. It looks like a stamen in some sort of a flower, or is it pestle? I could never keep those straight. But to the faithful, it's a picture of the Virgin Mary. I swear, I just don't know how. Georgia O'Keeffe. All right, I got it. Thanks from Carol, the artist in New York. Georgia O'Keeffe. That's what I was thinking of. Okay. If you want to go see this picture, go ahead. You can go to Chicago if you like, or just go to that website I just said. Now, the other thing, the other night we mentioned a line from a poem by William Butler Yeats, "Things Fall Apart, the Center Cannot Hold." I couldn't remember the poem or the author. But I'd be wonderful on Jeopardy, wouldn't I? Anyway, one of our listeners, Dave, sent a part of the poem. It's The Second Coming by Yeats, and I really like this. So bear with me. Now, what we're waiting for here is we're trying to get some phone calls in here. Get some folks in the queue. We got a couple. We're working on it. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world, the blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all convictions, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image out of Spiritus Mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again. But now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle, and what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born.
Ew!
At the Air Force Academy in Colorado, They are scrambling to handle an issue, and this is so weird. Evangelical Christians at the Air Force Academy wield so much influence there that anti-Semitism and other forms of religious harassment have become pervasive. The Air Force Academy, you're kidding. No, I'm not. A little bit more on this when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I want my street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara. I'm not going to see Beauty Shop. And I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher. Ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people. And you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara. I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mark. Now order the super combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up, and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You see what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
Now, pals, the nation's leaders in progressive talk are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. Back to the Air Force Academy in Colorado here for just a moment. More than 90% of the cadets out there identify themselves as Christian. And a cadet survey a couple of years ago found that half had heard religious slurs and jokes. The Jews who go there were told the Holocaust was revenge for the death of Jesus, and they're called Christ killers, and yada, yada, yada. The leaders of the academy say that some among this large number of Christian cadets may not realize that evangelism is unwelcome among their fellow students. Now, I don't know who they're going to evangelize. There are 2,600 Protestants, 1,300 Roman Catholics, and 120 Mormons. That totals up to about 4,000. There are also 44 Jews, 19 Buddhists, a handful of Muslim, Hindus, and others. That's about 65 who are not Christians. So 4,000 Christians and 65 who are not. Now, regardless of that, two of the nation's most influential evangelical Christian neo-Nazi groups, Focus on the Family and New Life Church, are headquartered right there in Colorado Springs. An official of Focus on the Family complained that, quote, there is an anti-Christian bigotry developing at the Air Force Academy. 4,000 Christians and 65 Jews! And Muslims and Buddhists, but there's an anti-Christian bigotry developed. Oh, go, pounds. Oh, man. Focus on the Family. That's James Dobson, right? That great Christian? Yeah. Michael is calling from North Carolina. Michael, what do you think of that story about the Air Force Academy and the poor Christians out there saying they're being put upon? What's your take on that, Michael?
Well, that's the first I've really heard of it, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, that's fine. You can make a snap decision. You have a clear, sharp mind, I'm sure. What do you think when you have 4,000 Christians in three different denominations, Catholics, Protestants, and Mormons, and 65 non-Christians, and the Christians say they're being put upon? What is that? Does that smell like paranoia to you a little bit?
Well, yes, actually it does. Even though I am a Republican, I'm not, you know...
You're a what? You're a Republican? You are a Republican, Michael?
Yes, of course.
Why? You live in North Carolina. Do you realize what the Republican Party has done to your state? It's turned it into one great big hog wallow.
Well,
factory farms.
Right now, Democrat, and the budget hasn't been balanced in a while if you want to talk about blame.
Well, now, wait a second. Isn't it true that North Carolina has more hog factory farms than any state in the Union? Is it also not true that the toxic waste from these hogs is sinking into your aquifer? Is it also not true that you all have lost thousands upon thousands of jobs as the textile industry leaves? Jesus, if I were from North Carolina, I'd really be from North Carolina, Michael. I'd get the hell out of town.
Now, what administration started NAFTA? Was that not Clinton?
Well, no, actually, Clinton signed off on it, but it was your buddy Ronald Reagan that started it 20 years ago. It just took a long time, and Clinton's not a Democrat. You folks have got to get that through your little punkin' heads. I know you love to say that he's a liberal. He's about as liberal as you are, Michael, okay? He's about as much of a Democrat as you are. Bill Clinton is not and was not a Democrat. He ran under the Democratic Party banner, but that's like George W. Bush running as a Republican. He's not. He's a Nazi.
Well, if that's what you say, I don't believe it. But that's not what I called to talk about.
All right, what did you call to talk about, Michael?
Well, it seems to me that you're all the time knocking the right, you know, most notably Tom DeLay and George Bush. But
God, aren't they pigs? Isn't Tom DeLay the most vile, nasty human being you've ever met?
Well, I mean, whether you agree with what he does or not, my point is, you know, what has the left done? Have they done any better?
No. That's an old trick, Michael, but you can't do it on this program. You brought up Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay is a thug. He's a liar. He's a sneak. He changes the rules as he goes along. Let me tell you something, Michael. Today there was some word that a couple of Republicans on the House, what's the subcommittee on ethics, that they've decided let's go ahead and hold a hearing on Tom DeLay. And the Democrats now are saying no. And I'll tell you why they're saying no. Because Tom DeLay changed the rules of how the ethics subcommittee works. The way it works now, if the two sides can't come to an agreement within 45 days, then the issue at hand is buried, and there's no decision. Now, before, if the decision couldn't come in 45 days, it would continue until some resolution was worked. Now, I say there shouldn't be an investigation by the House Ethics Committee on Tom DeLay. Let the prosecutors in Texas handle Mr. DeLay with their criminal charges. You know your boy's going down, right?
I never said he was my boy now.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think of somebody, Michael, who refuses to take responsibility and blames things on, non-Christians like DeLay? DeLay says there's a plot to get him. What do you think of somebody that doesn't take responsibility for their own action? Do you think that's a good way to be?
Well, of course there's a plot to get him. I mean, he's used as the hammer, the enforcer. I mean, you know, you make a couple people mad.
All right, Michael, I got to go. Thanks a lot, pal. You have a nice evening. Appreciate it. Yeah! Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne, allergy-producing particles. Other vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day home trial. You also get my canister vacuum free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They are the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So are you taking this time to be more concerned about sexual assault than any other time of year? No? You're concerned about sexual assault year-round? Well, that's probably good because perpetrators don't care what month it is. And the sad truth is that each year over 25% of our children will be sexually violated before their 18th birthday. One in three women will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime. Around 90% of people with developmental disabilities will be sexually assaulted, and over one half of nursing home residents who are sexually violated will die within a year of the assault. Perhaps the saddest part is that most victims will never tell anyone about what happened. Some will turn to drugs and alcohol, some will mutilate themselves, develop eating disorders, or simply kill themselves. Some will heal. This is Maggie Thurs from the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, and I'm on the mic. So why bother with Sexual Assault Awareness Month at all? Because April isn't a time to suddenly care about the problem, it's a time to be energized about the solution. Take advantage of this opportunity to get involved and educate yourself. Support the professionals working every day to end this epidemic. If you know a child, woman, man, someone over 60, sexual assault affects you. But it only takes one small act of courage to create a big social change. Go home tonight and talk to your kids about sexual assault prevention. Hang a sign in your yard saying, "I believe victims." Here's another tip. On April 29th, the Wisconsin Artist Art Auction will be held in Madison to raise money for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. They work to address the root causes of sexual violence and support others who work to end sexual violence and provide victims hope. You can be a part of the solution simply by eating a gourmet dinner, bidding on a silent auction item, winning an art-filled shopping spree, or by buying some amazing art by some of Wisconsin's most accomplished artists. Make April count by being a part of the solution. Visit WCASA.org for more info or call the station. Yes, over 25% of our children will be sexually violated before they turn 18. But there is hope. There is you.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is, by its very definition, anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I'm George W. Bush, leader of the free world. I want to bomb Iraq. And when the world says no, I say, yeah, whatever. Saddam has started to meet our demands. Yeah, whatever. I talked to Colin Powell. He said,
"Sir, maybe we should give the inspectors more time."
I said, "No, you know why? Because it's my United States of whatever. Yeah. And this is my United States of whatever.
President Bush,
hush up, don't talk to me now.
Whatever.
Leave it to me. Hello.
This is Putin. Russia will veto war.
I see. Whatever. Mr. President, North Korea's got nukes. Oh, ding dong dong ding ding dong dong. Translation? Whatever.
I am Bin Laden. You still have not cut me.
I'm George W. You know what the W stands for? Yet.
Whatever.
Whatever.
This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic, 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. This is Hitler's birthday. He was born this day in 1889, and in recognition of that, we are doing all right-winger night tonight. If you are a freefer, you know what I mean by that. If you're a Republican, if you're a Bush supporter, if you think Tom DeLay is a good guy because Tom DeLay loves to see child sex slaves and also loves to see forced labor in the North Mariana Islands, then tonight's your night. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. We'd love to hear from you. David is calling from Atlanta. David, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike, from the far-flung fringes of the Flying Monkey Right.
Oh, for God's sake.
Buddy? Hello?
What rock did you come out from under, David? I thought your ass died and moved to Texas.
Nah, show your love.
All right, what do you want? Make it quick.
Thank you. Well, this is the Flying Lady Ride Day. Hey,
I know, but you particularly irritate me. So go ahead. Go ahead. What do you have to say, David?
Well, we've talked before, as you know, and I've said before that the Republicans are on a slow march to 60 in the Senate, and you just laughed it off. And we just had an election a few months back, and George Bush won.
Did they let you vote this time, David?
Yes, it did.
Did they really? How's it working out for you, pal?
It's working out pretty good, but what I'm trying to say, Mike, is I don't see the Democrats.
You mean you weren't on one of those felon lists, David?
No, Michael.
Okay, well, I just wonder, it's a fair question. They unfairly target a lot of African-Americans and Latinos, and I just wonder if maybe you were on one of those lists. Come on, David.
No, Mike, let me get my point across, please. What I'm trying to explain to you that your side, Tom Daschle, he lost, didn't he? Ooh-wee.
Tom Daschle is not, doesn't exist in U.S. Senate anymore. Come on, wake up, David.
Said.
David, David.
I'm making a joke, Michael.
David, you have to start drinking real wine and leave the mouthwash alone.
I was making a joke, Michael. I just said, I forget.
Oh, okay,
Mike,
I'm sorry.
Lost.
That's a Republican joke. All right, go ahead.
Yes, it is. But what I'm trying to explain to you is that Kerry lost and Bush picked up some seats in both houses.
No, you're kidding! Jesus, David, really, have you notified CNN about this?
But what I'm trying to explain to you...
Kerry lost! Oh, my God. David.
Yes?
Does Al Franken know about this? David, hold on a second. Will you hold on a second?
Sure.
Because let me ask you something. Because you are getting so boring, I'm about to get a nosebleed. I'm going to have to move on and try to find myself a right winger with some fire in his belly. But before we part company tonight, David, listen to this and tell me if you agree with this. This is from the Texas Republican Party from their 2004 platform. Bill in California emailed this to me tonight before the program. Now listen to this, David. The Republican Party of Texas affirms the United States of America is a Christian nation. Our party pledges to exert its influence to dispel the myth of the separation of church and state. The platform also urges the IRS be abolished and calls for the following taxes to be eliminated: income tax, inheritance tax, gift tax, capital gains tax, corporate income tax, payroll tax, and property tax. Now, do you agree with that the United States is a Christian nation?
Well, Superman has his kryptonite, and there you found ours, okay? I do believe that the kooks on the right can harm this party, all right?
Now, wait, let me get this right. You are pointing at people and calling them kooks on the right?
Well, there are kooks on the left and kooks on the right.
You know, David, what are you?
Well, hold on, Mike. Let me.
Okay, come on.
What I'm trying, to get across to you, Mike, and the call for is that the Republicans are on a slow march to 60 in the Senate, and anything that the Democrats are doing, they are textless, yes. But when Newt Gingrich took over in '94, we had the Contract with America. You might hate it, but we had ideas. Yes, we was bashing Clinton 24/7.
Let me ask you something, David. David, before I let you go, those ideas that were in the Contract on America put together by Newt Gingrich, how many of those ideas are now part of U.S. law? Remember the part about the balanced budget? Goodbye, David. Have a nice trip. Contract. David brings up the Contract with America. Oh, the term limits. Remember that, David? Oh, my God. Who's calling here? Clem is calling from Miami. Clem, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm the smartest Republican there is today. And I like little doggies. Little doggies are nice.
All right. Thanks. Goodbye, Clem. Look, this is not. Let's do a number on the talk show host night. This is real. Okay. I just don't want to talk with people who are going to play jokes. I'm serious. You know, we invited these right wing halfwits to come to the table tonight, so I want them to have a chance to talk. Like William here from Tennessee. William, welcome to the program.
Yeah. What you doing?
Oh, Jesus. Goodbye, William. Have a nice life. Craig is calling from... What am I doing? You guys are making my point. You're jackasses. Craig is calling from Pittsburgh. Craig, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Nice to talk to you. I've been...
yeah, I'll bet you're just totally underwhelmed, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of nice to go from right-wing lurker to full-flying monkey participant.
Well, let me ask you something. Why do you lurk, Craig? Why don't you just call on a regular night? What the hell is wrong with you? Do you agree that Tom DeLay is doing the righteous thing by trying to turn this country into a Christian nation? Do you agree with that, Craig?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly...
Oh, come on now. Use your head. Use your head. Come on, come on, come on. You can do better than that. Do you believe that that it's a good idea for Tom DeLay to turn this country into a Christian nation? Yes or no?
Tom might think.
Excuse me?
Tom might be going down. I will give you that.
Tom might be going down? Where did you get this? Did you get this at the last Flying Monkey Right secret meeting? Do you all communicate with each other with email?
Sometimes.
Who told you that Tom DeLay might be going down?
Well, I got to be totally honest with you, Mike. I have not kept up extensively with the Tom DeLay.
Okay, well, never mind. You wanted to talk about the Minutemen and the border, so go ahead. What about the Minutemen, Craig?
Yeah, last night I heard you make a remark where you sounded like you were extremely critical of the whole thing and concept, and I just wondered what harm they've caused. I just wondered, you know.
Well, like you haven't been following the DeLay thing very much. I haven't been following the Minuteman thing very much. I understand the Border Patrol has praised the Minutemen for, I don't know what they're doing. Are they shooting Mexicans, or are they just playing lasso the wetback? What's the deal down there?
Oh, my understanding is they're just notifying the Border Patrol when they happen to spot some illegals coming across. I mean, I would think, you know, we can at least acknowledge illegal immigration as a problem, you know, given the resources that it can drain from society. I mean, at a minimum.
Well, now, wait a second. What resources are drained from society? These people come over here. They take jobs Americans either don't want or feel that they're above taking. I guess that's the same thing. If they're working on the subterranean economy, yeah, they're not contributing anything, but most of them eventually wind up with Social Security cards or a certain percentage, so they contribute into a fund that they'll never draw from. I've got mixed feelings about this. I know a lot of people say that you know, if you're going to go to a different country, for God's sake, get legal. And I tend to agree with that. But I also tend to feel that vigilante justice is not the way to go. Now, the reason we're having a problem down there is because the Bush budget eliminated, what was it, Kathy, 2,000 Border Patrol member, whatever they call them, security guards, semi-police. 2,000 Border Patrol people were eliminated because Bush didn't have the money in the budget after he gave the big tax break to the wealthy people. Are you wealthy, Craig?
I am not wealthy, and I'm not a big Bush fan. Let me...
Jesus!
Clear.
Well, look, I asked for right-wingers tonight.
Well, I do consider myself of that ideology, but I did vote for Bush, viewing him as the lesser of two evils at the time. But
how is he less evil than John Kerry? For Christ's sake, the man took us into two illegal wars, Craig, after lying to us. Are you insane?
Well, I don't know about all
he's
that.
He's destroyed. You don't know about... All right, goodbye, Craig. Have a nice life. Jesus Christ, how can you not know? We've been in two wars.
Well, I don't know a lot about that.
Man. You didn't know we got there illegally. You didn't know that the weapons of mass destruction and this and that and this and that were all lies. You didn't know any of that? Oh, wait a minute. He's gone. I can't ask questions of somebody who's not here. Come on. All right, let's stop the program for just a second here. Is this the best that you reptilian right-wingers can come up with? Is this your best shot? You get somebody who lives near a hog ranch in North Carolina. I've got somebody who, hey, what's happening? What are you doing? You know, and then this guy who doesn't know we've been in two wars? Is this it? Is this the flying monkey right? Are these Limbaugh listeners? Is this the best Hannity can throw at this program? Come on now. Let's try it again. Here's the phone number, 866-303-2270. Now bring it on, righties.
You make the change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door. Throw away the key. There's someone in my head. It's not me.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
You know, I got an email criticizing me saying I shouldn't be saying anything about Jenna Bush because, you know, presidential kids should be off limits and I'm better than that. And frankly, first of all, I'm not better than that. Jenna's an adult.
You go out of your way to draw attention to yourself, say, like, dancing on a tabletop, yeah, flashing your thong, and you shouldn't complain about the attention.
Yeah.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
This chapter is a case study of how the right lies and viciously distorts. It is the story of how the right-wing media repeats its fabrications until they echo into the mainstream press. It is a story of pure cynicism in the pursuit of power. It is the story of how the lying liars took the deaths of my friends and invented a myth that changed the 2002 elections. And the best part is, it's hilarious. No, it's not. But listen anyway. You paid for this audiobook. The Wellstone-Coleman campaign had been considered one of the most negative in recent memory. Coleman had called Wellstone a joke. He told KSTP Radio on July 7, I run against a guy who I quite often think is just the lowest common denominator. The lowest common denominator. Coleman said that Wellstone, quote, opposed any program that promised to move people from public assistance to private payrolls. Of course, that was a scurrilous lie. Paul's work in the Senate created jobs all over Minnesota. But mainly it was Coleman's proxies who played it dirty. The Republican Senate committee ran an ad called Pork that hit the hypocrisy jackpot. It savaged Wellstone for voting to, quote, spend thousands of dollars to control seaweed in Maui, claiming that he prioritized seaweed control over national defense. In fact, Wellstone did vote for S-1216, as did Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, and 84 other senators. That bill did appropriate the seaweed control spending, but it also provided $21 billion for veterans' health care, $27 billion for veterans' compensation and pensions, and block grants to assist New York's recovery from 9/11.
This is Deputy Randy Wiesinger from the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Have you noticed how many of your friends, neighbors, and relatives are riding motorcycles these days? There is a safety problem in that motorcycles are smaller and somewhat harder to see. One of the leading causes of motorcycle crashes is the failure to yield right-of-way by other vehicles, often caused by the tendency to underestimate the speed of the oncoming cycles as well as their inherent lack of visibility. With the motorcycle season upon us, the Safe Communities Coalition and the Dane County Sheriff's Office want to remind you to watch for and respect the motorcycles on the road.
With forward thinking, Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. David is calling from Tampa here on Hitler's birthday. This is right-winger night, and I would assume, David, that you're an honest-to-God right-winger. Please be a right-winger. Don't be one of these namby-pamby people who have called in, right?
I am an honest-to-God right-winger, and I'll point out that the most right-wing member of the Republican Party in Washington, Congressman Ron Paul, voted against the Patriot Act, against
oh, Jesus.
The war with Iraq.
David, you're showing your ignorance. He's a libertarian.
He is a right winger.
Well, he claims to be a Republican. That's like Jeffords claimed to be a Republican too. But Ron Paul ran for a president of the United States. Didn't you know that on the Libertarian ticket
in 1988?
Okay, well then, why do you call him a right winger?
Congress before that, and I am aware that when he ran for Congress in 1996, Bush called him an extremist. So, anyway, you can't just say that Bush is a right-winger. He's not a right-winger. I think your analysis that it's basically a crime family is true. They basically are trying to rip off the entire country for their friends.
Well, did you vote for him?
No. I voted, actually, the Constitution Party.
Uh-huh.
I could not stomach the Democratic Party, and I could not stomach the Republican Party. And I would say that down ballot, I voted Republican, and I regretted it as I walked out. Because they're too greedy for me.
Yeah, okay. What else is happening here, David?
I called, you said to have something to some topic, and I wanted to talk about Social Security.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's a big topic. I don't hear anything really intelligent said about it. And I think if you look at it, you got to solve the problem by correcting for why there is a problem.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that for many years we paid out retirement benefits for those that put virtually nothing in the system. Essentially, we were using our retirement system as a welfare program.
What? Who in the hell told you that, David?
Well,
identify. Don't give me an extra. Don't give me an explanation. No. Don't give me an explanation, David. Identify the problem that Social Security has right now. Keep it short and snappy. What is the problem with Social Security?
The problem that is, as you look out and based upon the factors that they have put forward, eventually the system runs out of money.
They who?
The U.S. government is...
No, wrong, David, give me back the cigar. Nobody in U.S. government has put out what you just said. The Republicans have, Bush has. Anybody with the sense God gave a gently stewed rhubarb stalk would tell you that, yes, if at some point with fewer and fewer people working in this country, thanks to Bush's economic policies, with fewer and fewer people contributing because nobody's got any money anymore... Yes, eventually it will run out. So how do you correct that? Well, there's a couple of ways. Raise the retirement age. A.
No.
B. Increase the payroll tax. How about that?
I've got a better way, and it's a way I think you'll like.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the way. What you do is you calculate the amount of money that was paid out to the category of people that I mentioned that put in very little and got a lot out. You then take that money in a treasury bill or whatever from the general fund and put it in the Social Security fund. So you're putting in $3 trillion or whatever the number is. If you had that money in the fund, it would never run out of money.
Where's that money going to come from? We are $7 trillion in debt. That's the national debt.
Well,
and the budget deficit now is approaching $500 billion a year. Where's the money going to come from?
It's actually greater than that.
Where's the money going to come from?
Well, it obviously has to come from taxation.
You're advocating higher taxes?
What you're doing, the way I say it, is basically...
Are you advocating higher taxes, David? Yes or no? Are you advocating higher taxes?
I'm advocating paying our bills.
Are you advocating higher taxes to pay the bills?
I'm advocating paying our bills. And if you set up...
I thought you were a libertarian. Yesterday. Oh, you're just a liar, you potty mouth. You're not a libertarian. You're not a libertarian. I don't know what the hell you are, but you're not a libertarian. Goodbye, David. Goodbye, David. I don't like people who misrepresent themselves. Here's a libertarian who believes in higher taxes. Jesus. That's from Tampa, right? Yeah, well, here's what you do. You take treasury notes and put them over there. Where are you going to get them? Oh! That's right. We're in debt up to our asses. No, higher than that, David. We're in debt up to our eyeballs, thanks to your boy. Oh, that's right. You didn't vote for him. You voted Constitution Party. All right. Are there any callers out there in Freeperville who actually voted for Bush? Isn't there a man among you or a woman who has the courage to stand up and defend this freak? You can stop hiding in the shadows and nibbling around the crumbs at my ankles. Come on, I won't bite hard. Time to smoke you out of your caves, as your fearless leader would say. This is it? Is this a typical Limbaugh program? Is this Hannity program? Oh my God, you people are pathetic. Oh, you little pansies. Not that there's anything wrong with pansies.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
A handpicked group of all-powerful men met in total secrecy and came out with a decision that made many liberals unhappy. The College of Cardinals has whitened the smoke and picked a new pope, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, a divisive, to say the least, figure. In secular terms, it was the equivalent of elevating Antonin Scalia to Chief Justice. And these Republicans do want to rule like the Vatican. The House Republican defender of the faith, Tom DeLay, says he will only defend himself against charges of corruption in the Ethics Committee, which investigates in secret and is packed with his loyalists. There won't be any white smoke, but expect a whitewash. And the Senate Republicans defender of the faith, Bill Frist, is poised to nuke the filibuster. To proselytize his position, he will speak at an evangelical event this weekend subtitled The Faithful versus the Filibuster. These evangelicals claim that Democrats are, quote, against people of faith. Maybe his translation is different than mine, but I wait with rapturous breath for Dr. Frist and his evangelical sponsors to find the biblical passages that support either position. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
It's been about 20 minutes, almost a half hour since the white smoke started. Oh, no.
Ratzinger.
I can't believe
it. Who is it?
Oh, it's Ratzinger. It's Ratzinger.
Oh, unbelievable.
My.
Right now, you know why I didn't come out? They probably gave him a pint of blood or something.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 years of helping kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin,
hello,
hi, are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah. Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
I'm Kate. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. It will now be harder to start over after declaring bankruptcy. Our Dana Bash reports the new law is seen very differently by people on either side of the issue.
After the signing the bill into law today, President Bush said he hopes that it would ensure that bankruptcy is only used as a last resort. But consumer advocates think that he may have just taken away the last resort for many Americans who inadvertently fall on hard times.
The measure takes effect in 6 months. Speaking in Washington today, President Bush said even though he can't promise a quick fix to the country's rising gas prices, he told Congress it's important they pass his energy bill by August. Mr. Bush says strong national security goes hand in hand with a solid energy policy.
For the sake of American workers and families, we have got to reduce our dependence on foreign sources of energy. It's a matter of economic security, and it's also a matter of national security.
The law would expand oil and gas drilling in the U.S., which would help lower prices. Democrats say it favors big oil companies. A car bomb exploded at a checkpoint just missing interim Prime Minister Ayaan Alawi. The assassination attempt was then followed by two mass killings Wednesday. 20 Iraqi soldiers were reported dead and 50 bodies were found in the Tigris River. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld says he doesn't want to make any projections about troops leaving because so many factors are out of his control.
I can't predict, for example, what the behavior of Syria will be, what the behavior of Iran will be. Will they behave better? They haven't yet. If they do, that would be helpful, that Iraq would have a better chance then.
The new Iraqi government is expected to be announced Thursday. And Zacharias Moussaoui is scheduled to plead guilty Friday in connection with the September 11th attacks. This is CNN Radio News.
When you think of tires, think about getting them at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Why? Not only will you get the right tire, we guarantee you'll also pay the lowest price in town. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell and we'll beat it. Goodyear, Michelin, Continental, and more. The genuine challenge at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge.
See participating dealer for details through 12-3105.
Hello, you're on the air with the insurance doctor.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive direct rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
New information in the Jessica Lunsford case. Our Susan Candiotti reports the 9-year-old Florida girl was possibly buried alive while holding her favorite stuffed animal, hands bound with stereo wire, and her body covered with garbage bags.
All of the information that is now being revealed is contained in court documents that are provided to all sides in the case, the prosecution as well as the defense, in preparation for a trial against suspected killer John Cooey. Some of the details, very gruesome indeed.
This incident and last week's murder of 13-year-old Sarah Lundy, both allegedly killed by sex offenders, has led some Floridians to call for stricter penalties. The Florida State Senate debated the Jessica Lunsford Act Wednesday. The measure sets a mandatory sentence of 25 years in prison for people convicted of molesting children under 12. And a former security guard at Michael Jackson's ranch testified Wednesday the singer's accuser was not allowed to leave the estate. This is news from CNN Radio. CNN Radio's Jim Roop reports scientists at the Association for Cancer Research meeting in Southern California think they may have found a gene that predisposes men to prostate cancer in parts of a cell that comes exclusively from mothers.
Now, mothers obviously don't have prostates, but scientists say that more than 99% of our genes are contained in the nucleus of a cell, but a very small number are in the tiny structures called mitochondria, the little energy factors in cells. Mitochondria are inherited from mothers. The find gives scientists a different place to look for cancer genes, and it could help biologists better understand what causes prostate cancer, which is the most common type of tumor in America. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And if you've been turned away before, you may now be able to give blood. The American Red Cross says even if you got a tattoo in the past 12 months, you may be able to donate, and restrictions have been eased regarding travel as well. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Guess the quote. Here we go. I think it's a nutty idea to fool around with the Social Security system and run the risk of hurting the people who've been saving all their lives. It may be a new idea, but it's a dumb one.
Rob Reiner.
George H.W. Bush.
What?
Yeah, he actually said that in a response to a question from fellow presidential candidate Pete DuPont during a presidential debate. George H.W. didn't think that was such a good idea.
Stephanie Miller.
Oops.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
My dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
My dad can eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite. Get out!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. It takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way.
Uh-huh. I saw him do it. Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
Since Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Hitler's birthday. It's also right-winger night on the Molloy program. If you are a right-winger or a Republican or a Bush supporter, so far we haven't gotten any Bush supporters. Have you noticed that? From a lot of people who claim to be right-wingers or conservatives, that's your boy, isn't it? Maybe these poll numbers on Bush are correct. Maybe only 41% of the American public gives a damn about him anymore. But he's still there. He's still making policy. Back to your phone calls in just a second. Talking about making, if not making policy, certainly signing on to policy made by the banking and finance and credit card industry. Bush was a busy, busy little chief executive today, huh? Jumped over the executive office building to sign that wonderful humanitarian bankruptcy bill into law that the credit card companies have been lusting after for how many years now? 5, 7, 8, 9? Well, they got it today, and old Bunny Pants had something to say about it when he signed it.
The bipartisan bill I'm about to sign makes common sense reforms to our bankruptcy laws. By restoring integrity to the bankruptcy process, this law will make our financial system stronger and better.
Well, credit card companies, anyway.
By making the system fairer for creditors and debtors, we will ensure that more Americans can get access to affordable credit.
Of course, that's a lie.
America is a nation of personal responsibility.
How about you?
Where people are expected to meet their obligations.
Like the Texas Air National Guard?
We're also a nation of fairness and compassion.
Yeah?
Where those who need it most are afforded a fresh start.
I am reading this.
The act of Congress I signed today will protect those who legitimately need help.
I am reading this.
Stop those who try to commit fraud.
I am reading this.
And bring greater stability and fairness to our financial system.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Bank, amen. Jesus, boy, wasn't he enthusiastic about that, huh? Huh? What's the matter, George? Too early for the Xanax. If one of you neocons would call and explain why or what Bush is saying when he says his plan to drill up a wildlife refuge will have almost no impact on the wildlife or the refuge. Here he is at the speaking to the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce conference about his energy policy.
To achieve greater energy security, we have got to harness.
Harness?
Harness the power of clean coal.
Clean coal?
We should also open up new areas to environmentally responsible exploration for oil and natural gas, including the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Screw the bison!
The Department of Interior estimates that we could recover more than 10 billion barrels of oil from a small corner of Anwar.
100 feet by 20
And we can
feet.
Reach Anwar's oil deposits with almost no impact on land and local wildlife.
That's right. We're going to have magical ice roads, and we're going to drop the derricks down from clouds. So it'll all work out. Almost. still at the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce conference about his energy policy. Maybe you can translate this one for me, too. It sounds like he's talking to a bunch of farmers, but it's really the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I've tried to understand this, but I'm sorry, I don't speak moron, and I lost my Bush to English translator book. I think he's talking about ethanol, but one thing is certain, he sure loves him some corn!
As we increase domestic production of existing resources, an energy bill should also help us diversify our nation's energy supply by developing alternative sources of energy.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of people growing corn that gets converted into energy.
Yeah.
So he walks into the Oval Office and says, there's a lot of corn being grown, Mr. President.
Really?
Hopefully that one day will mean we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
Yes.
More corn there is, the more we have to eat. More corn there is, the more energy there is.
Just shoot me! Shoot me now! What? Oh, my God! What did he say? The more corn there is, the more we have to eat. The more corn there is, the more energy there is. The more corn there is, poker. The more corn there is, French toast. The more corn there is, there's a sidewalk over there by the building. The more corn there is, rockets are flying. The more corn there is, you want to go to the beach? The more corn there is, freedom isn't free. The more corn there is. Oh, my God. All right. Let's try this again. And I'm still looking. I'm looking for. All right. Let me rephrase it. Who sent me? Somebody said, Mike, ask for college educated. Or it was Peter down in Florida. Ask for college educated right wingers. But Bible colleges don't count. Well, that eliminates about 80% of them. All right. Let's try Russ. Let's try Russ in New York City. Russ. Please don't let me down now, please. All right? Are you a right winger?
Hi, Mike.
Oh, Jesus. Russ?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you a right winger?
Yeah, I am a right winger.
Okay. What'd you call in about, sir?
Well, a bunch of things. I'll keep talking to you.
What?
But I said a bunch. I have a bunch of things I can talk about. I'll keep talking until you hang up.
Okay.
Now, the first thing is, I mean, you keep calling the Republicans and Bush Nazis. Do you really think America is like what Nazi Germany was?
No. And that's only because there's still a few Democrats left and a couple of Republicans who are pushing against this wave of Nazism that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld are trying to bring to the country.
But America's not like Germany, Mike.
Not yet. No, not at all. Not at all. Not yet. You're absolutely right. But again, that's because there is resistance, still some resistance left. Now, you ever heard of someone named Barbara Boxer?
Yep.
Okay. There's resistance from people like her to stop the Nazism that Bush, you know, his grandfather was instrumental in financing Hitler back in the 20s and 30s. You knew that, right?
Well, I've heard stories about that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you believe him?
Well, I believe his grandfather probably did that, but that doesn't mean he's a Nazi. He's a Nazi. He's going to make a
Well, have you ever heard the expression, Russ, that the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree?
Yeah, but in this case, I think it fell from the tree. I don't think America is Nazi Germany.
Well, no, it isn't.
But the way you talk about it...
But he's still a Nazi. Do you know what a Nazi is? It's a national socialist. It's a fascist. Do you know what a fascist is?
Well, I'm not sure. What is it?
Oh, Jesus. Russ, have a nice life. Goodbye, Russ! I can't take too much more of this. Just because Ratzinger was in the Hitler Youth, that doesn't make him a Nazi either. You know, okay. That wasn't, oh, jeez. All right, let's try. Boy, I'm getting desperate here. James is calling from Ohio. James, welcome to the program.
I'm going to make you proud here, Mike. I voted for Bush. I'm going to tell you why. 98, 99 was two bad years when the diesel prices first jumped up under Clinton, okay? When I listened to Bush's campaign speeches in 2000, I felt like he was telling the truth because he was telling us then that we're in for hard times. And that's what we've had.
Let me ask you, James, I gotta ask you something, James. I get the impression that you drive a big rig, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How do you like your diesel prices under Bush?
Well, I put it like this. I don't like them at all. But at the same time, I do understand part of the reason.
Why? Why? What's the reason?
Well, for one, I'll just take one example, and we can just use that one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, for one, we got all the regulations that's on trucks now.
What? What the hell's that got to do with diesel prices?
I'm about to tell you. Now, you got all the regulations that's on the oil industry.
What regulations? What regulations? Name one.
Do you know how much money it costs in order to adhere to the regulations to clean air and so forth and so on? That's off the top.
How much?
That has to be recouped.
How much? I'll put you on hold and come back to you, Jane. I'm going to put you on hold. Get the mud out of your ears. I asked you a question. How much does it cost? I'm going for your bait. How much does it cost? Oh, Jesus, I feel like I'm in a house of mirrors at the county fair. The Supreme Court will decide if we don't get the right amount. Don't misunderestimate me. I have come to teach the world about democracy. I'm running on the legs of responsibility. So if you love me, or you hate me, don't misunderestimate me. Don't misunderestimate me.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The Windsor Court Hotel, the Charleston Place, Amelia Island Plantation, the Renaissance Park 55. Hi, I'm David Orrick. What do all of these luxury hotels have in common? My 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum. Try my Orrick XL risk-free in your own home for 30 days, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200.
Good news about Aleve for those with arthritis pain. Reports are out about an independent government panel. According to the New York Times, several panel members said that patients in need of pain relief should first try naproxen, sold as Aleve, before COX-2 inhibitors. Forbes.com says the committee considered naproxen to be the safest NSAID from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you suffer from arthritis, ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Vice President Dick Cheney wanted to keep a relatively low profile in President Bush's second term, but that apparently not possible. He has been reanimated.
My non-flamboyant, straightforward style tests well with older voters. Listen up, you old farts. It's our way or the highway. You either play along or we're going to replace your medications with rat poison and kick your walkers out from under you.
It's calming. He's very soothing.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
we'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimy. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Too easy for too long. This is Ed Schultz. Tune in weekdays at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Need to continue spending money on research and development to find ways to make corn economic.
Yeah, and it's one of our listeners just emailed me, how's he going to grow all this corn? That's right, with petroleum-based products. Jesus. All right, now we're trying to talk with James here. James, before you start flapping your gums again, let me get this straight. Since what I think I heard you say is, since Bush said hard times were coming, and then his policies caused the hard times, that's why you support him? In other words, if I told you I was going to shoot you, and I did shoot you, you'd like me too?
No, of course not.
All right, you understand how your logic is insane.
Okay, well, look, I will explain to you my logic, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bush is, from what I see and what I'm experiencing, Bush's policies haven't caused all of my hard times. What has caused a lot of my hard times is, one, September 11th. Two, my military is in full force action, which caused.
All right, now wait a second. Stop, back up. How did September 11th cause you your hard times?
Well, when September 11th happened, for one, you know this country's money circulation was shut down for over 24 hours. Them costs have to be recouped.
Wait a second. You're not answering my question. You're getting all philosophical on me, and I'm not good with philosophical. How did 911 affect you? You said it affected you and put you in hard times. How?
Yeah, it did. Okay. For one, people quit spending money, okay? Do you remember when General Martin...
No, wait, stop. You're going off like a crazy man. People, that doesn't answer my question. How did 9/11 affect you?
It caused my military to have to go...
Your military? You have an army?
Yes, I do. I pay for it every day, just like you do.
Well, are you talking about your tax money? Wait a second. You're talking about your tax money that goes to the defense spending bill?
That's right.
That doesn't go to the military? Get real. That doesn't... No. James. Please. It's okay that you're a right-winger. It's okay that you're that Bush warned you about your diesel fuel. But do you really think that the money that goes to the defense budget goes to the soldiers? You must be some kind of a fool. It goes to the defense. It goes to the defense contractors.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
What does my soldiers use to fight with?
And who was the...
Jesus.
Oh, no, my God. James, who was president on September 11th, 2001?
Okay.
Who? It wasn't okay. Who was it?
Okay, Bush. So what's your point?
All right. Thank you. Good night. Drive safe. Stop breathing diesel fumes. Oh, Jesus. We could be talking about issues, Kathy, We could be talking. We could be. Okay, we'll keep trying. Now, we talked about that we were going to do this for about 10 days. It's been circulated on just about every one of these knuckle-dragging, creepy, gun-owning, right-wing websites that you can think of. Now, something's happening here. Either this is it. I mean, is this what liberals and progressive... This is what we're concerned about, these half-witted twits? Good Lord! Is there not one hardcore right-wing Bush supporter who wants to call this program and put together, oh, I don't know, 3, 6, 20 coherent sentences? I haven't heard it yet. What do we have? Some libertarian says he wants more taxes. Jesus. All right, let's try again. Tim is calling from Nebraska. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm surprised I got through so quick. I called like 30 seconds ago. You must have like 50 listeners. I guess.
Oh, Jesus. One of these...
You guys are you're still in business, which surprised me.
Okay, adios, Tim. Have a nice life, you jackass. Now, I told you, if you can't... Is that it? Is that what a right-winger... Well, I got right through. You got right through, you moron, because I saw your name up there and thought maybe you had a little common sense.
Yeah, I got right through. You must have about 50 listeners.
This is not working, Kathy. I knew this would happen. All right, Steve is calling from Long Island. Steve, hi.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I gotta say, hardcore right winger, Bush supporter. I enjoy your show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Even agree with you every once in a while.
Yeah? Why did you support Bush twice?
I'll tell you why I supported Bush. A caller earlier alluded to it, and he didn't articulate himself all that well. If you're conservative, if you're a moderate conservative,
guess what? I got to put you on hold, but I'll come right back to you, Steve. We got to do some commercials here. Don't go away, because so far you've managed to put together what sounds like the beginnings of sentences that can be diagrammed, and I like that. So stay right there. All right, we'll come back to you as soon as the break is over.
They put their faith and trust in God and corporations. They stand for piety that doesn't suffer rivals. They're waving flags and guns and quoting...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
We're live.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
it's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning's Edition here on the Mike 92.1.
There's a man named William Crar who was arrested a couple of years ago, also a member of the Army of God. They found 60 pipe bombs in this guy's basement. This was back before the election. The Bush administration back then was jumping on any chance they could to remind Americans that they were keeping us all safer. Back at that time, you would think they found a guy with 60 pipe bombs in his basement, you'd think that they would trot this guy out and make a huge deal of it.
And not just say things like, wow, did you make these yourself? Where'd you get the equipment? Did you get your equipment from Bob down at the...
Exactly.
Down the hardware store? Yeah, right.
And they didn't say a word about that guy, and Eric Rudolph has come and gone as, you know, yes, he's a bomber, but the fact that this guy is a right-wing militant with a far right-wing agenda, where was President Bush? Where was he stepping forward, you know, to make a big deal out of this?
And it's interesting, in the Department of Homeland Security list of terrorist threats within this country, that there is no mention of the Army of God. There's very little mention of any of that type of domestic terrorism. And this is the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, which killed 168 people. And people like Timothy McVeigh was aligned with some of the white supremacist groups, some of the right-wing militia groups. It just seems to me that there's a real gray area there. Like, I was very surprised with Norm Olson, Michigan militia guy. These are usually sort of, you know, marginal, kind of live off the grid, we don't want to pay taxes type of people. But when he made an offer to bring militias together to kidnap Terry Schiavo, I realized that when somebody like Tom DeLay or somebody like Senator John Cornyn says something like, you know, these judges might be a problem and I wouldn't be surprised if something bad happens, that
exactly.
There's a lot of people willing to take that action.
Well, see, this is where people have to connect the dots, because there are going to be some parishioners that are going to go to their churches and see this Justice Sunday stuff and think and take it at face value, and they don't know of the connections between a lot of these folks and these terrorists that are out here, these domestic terrorists, because that's what Oklahoma City was.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
As Bill Clinton says, when people vote, Democrats win. Or
well,
when people's votes are
counted. By the way, Clint Curtis, who reported on that whole Tom Feeney episode where he asked for someone to create a program that would steal votes and not leave a trail.
Yeah. Oh, that's a
You know, they kept him, well, I take a lie detector test, if that's true. He's since taken a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
And passed it.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor. Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crap their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Listen, you're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
26 before the hour. We do have some Scott McClellan coming up here in just a second. But right now we're talking with Steve, who called in from Long Island. Steve says he voted for Bush twice, and you were about to tell us why.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. One of your callers, actually a couple of them, I've been listening for the last, I guess for the last hour or so. I think they were alluding to the idea that they didn't necessarily agree with everything that Bush did. Kind of a lesser of two evils type of thing.
I didn't hear where they agreed with anything Bush did.
I'm sorry?
I've got a libertarian who wants to raise taxes,
yeah,
a truck driver,
it.
A truck driver who breathes too many diesel fuels,
yeah,
fuel, somebody from fumes, somebody from North Carolina who doesn't realize he's sitting on a huge vat of pig drop, you know, whatever.
All right.
These are not the brightest people in the world. Steve, please be brighter, please.
I'm doing my best, Mike.
All right.
The bottom line is, if you're a guy, let's say you're me, you're a middle-class, traditional conservative, you're a Republican, you voted Republican, I'm in my 30s, I've voted Republican since I've been able to vote.
If you're a traditional middle-class Republican, you're probably on the verge of a nervous breakdown watching what the Republican Party now consists of.
Exactly, and that's, I think, what some of the
exactly?
No. Let me finish.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm just absolutely stunned. Is there anyone out there who did vote for Bush? But go ahead.
Well, I did vote for Bush.
I mean, who's happy about it?
Am I happy about it? Yes and no, but I still support him. And I voted for this reason. A guy like me can't vote for John Kerry. My beliefs are completely diametrically opposed to John Kerry. Me being a conservative, for example, I happen to believe very strongly in the Second Amendment. I am not...
So does Kerry!
I'm sorry?
So does John Kerry. Who doesn't believe? What do you mean believe in the Second Amendment? It's not
all right,
God.
I'll explain. I mean, you know.
All right, but no, wait, damn it. When you say your beliefs are diametrically opposed to Kerry's, and then the first thing out of your mouth is you believe in the Second Amendment, you are making the assumption he doesn't. Who, in the name of God, ever told you he doesn't?
I'll rephrase my statement. He believes very differently about the Second Amendment.
How?
He has voted time and time again against certain issues with, as far as carrying handguns, as far as the use of rifles, what is considered a hunting rifle, what is not considered a hunting rifle.
You're talking about semi-automatic assault weapons?
I'm not talking about semi-automatic.
Let me tell you something, Steve. I was a member of the NRA for probably 25 years. I own more guns than you could possibly imagine. I have a permit to carry here in Georgia. I like to shoot things, okay? I like mostly targets, but I also go hunting, and I eat what I kill. Now, you tell me how George Bush makes more sense on that issue than I do.
If you look at the issues over time, and I can't spend 20, an hour on the phone going through it.
I'm not asking you to do anything. You brought up the issue of the Second Amendment. I'm asking you to please explain where John Kerry differs from you on the Second Amendment.
Because
now, what you've alluded to is that he has reluctance to allow semi-automatic weapons to go bunny hunting.
It is my belief that John Kerry's position on firearms and people in John, Barbara Boxer, whether it's Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, their belief on firearms is ultimately to make it so people, law-abiding citizens, cannot own them. Their intentions are good. However, I believe that if they had their way, they would keep us from owning them, period.
Therefore, what makes you think that?
Their actions.
What actions?
I mean,
what have they ever done, any of the people you named, to ban guns?
The assault weapons ban. The big.
Oh, the assault weapons. Oh, for Christ's sake, Steve. In other words, it's only the gun issue for you. And not only that, it's not the gun issue. It's whether or not people can walk the streets in this country carrying military-style assault weapons. Are you insane?
Not at all. Of course I would never vote on one issue.
But that's all you're talking about.
You asked me for an issue. I gave
you. Oh, my God. You're like one of those Limbaugh listeners who believe that the Democrats were going to take all the guns away and ban the Bibles. Come on, Steve.
Come
for
on.
God's sake, don't do this to me. Don't come across like a total moron.
Give me Mike. You asked me an issue, I gave you an issue.
Making sense. If you asked me an issue and I said, well, you know, I get tired of the rocks who come into my bed every night and try to eat my feet. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, but can we get away from the gun issue for a second?
Oh, sure.
Well, there, for every argument that you can you can give to me from a progressive point of view, I guarantee you there's the same amount of information, a glut of information, for me, from my point of view.
Okay, let's do one. All right, let me do one. That sounds like a challenge.
Fair.
I like to breathe air that's not polluted with mercury. What do you like to breathe?
I also like to breathe air.
But your side wants more mercury because of Bush's Clean Skies Initiative, or Clear Skies. Don't you understand that?
Can it be that it's not that they don't want more mercury, it's that they're trying to do it in a way that at one time economically can work with a corporation.
Let me ask you a word. Do you know the word equivocate?
Yes.
Do you know the word? Let me think of another word.
Mike,
self-defeating.
Like
that's a hyphenated word. Self-defeating. Are you telling me? Do you have kids?
I do not.
Okay. If you had, do you have parents?
Of course I do.
Okay. Would you like your parents breathing mercury-laden air up there in Long Island for the next 10 years while Bush's Clear Skies Initiative has a chance to go into effect? How about when your mom or your dad develops neurological diseases and twitch and move fast all day long and then die because of mercury in the atmosphere? Is that what you're saying to me, Steve?
No, that's not what I want. You're getting kind of philosophical and broad here. The point is, as far as mercury emissions, it's... Yes. Would it be great if we could do it in 5 years? Would it be great if we could do it in...
We can do it tomorrow. Do you know how you do it? You shut down the plants that don't have the scrubbers, and you say to them, put them in. Here's $10 billion to put them in. The government will pay for it. We'll take the money away from the tax break rich people, and we'll clean up our air. That's how you do it, Steve. Don't go wobbly on me. It can be done. It can be done within a year.
It's another thing to actually do that, and you know that. You're not naive enough to believe that.
What? I didn't hear you. We're not doing it because this country is on a lockdown by Republicans. You all own every branch of government. Aren't you doing a wonderful job?
So in other words, there was no we were fine and dandy for the 40 years when
that's a ridiculous statement. That's a Limbaugh statement. We were moving in the right direction. We were moving in the right direction. We had from the start of this country until the 1960s, there were no rules and laws about the crap and the poison dumped in the air. It wasn't until we got the Environmental Protection Agency up and running. Do you know when that was? That was in the 60s. And since that point, it's been catch up. And then Bush comes along and says, "Nah, let's reverse everything." All right, a different question. Do you believe in preemptive war?
Do I believe in preemptive war? You're putting the questions to me in a sense. Do I believe in preemptive war in its definition? No, I do not. However,
your president does, that you voted for twice. He's come out and said he does.
Now
part of official United States policy.
That being said, in the 10 years, well, maybe 9 years, preceding before George Bush did that, we had President Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Ted Kennedy. I can go down the list. I don't obviously have...
What's that got to do with preemptive war?
Well, let me finish. Who made the statements, the identical statements that the Bush administration was making in the lead-up to war about Saddam Hussein having weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein being a menace...
Did we attack?
That's
beside the point. All right, goodbye, Steve. Thanks for your time. You're not making any sense. You fooled me at the start. Jesus, what is that? George W. Bush has sent 1,600 Americans to their deaths and 100,000 Iraqis in a shooting war. Now, I will grant you, Steve, that Bill Clinton's policies caused the death of 1.5 million Iraqis by starving them and poisoning them, which is probably 100 times worse. But you don't make that argument, you see. You started rattling on about Ted Kennedy. I just knew you were going to say more people died in the back seat of Ted Kennedy's car than yada, 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 however that line goes, that Limbaugh. You know, oh my God, you had me fooled there for a minute, Steve. I thought you were going someplace. But you're not. You voted for this man twice. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, won't get fooled again. I can't stand this. Clinton did not attack Iraq, but Bush did, and you say it doesn't matter. All right, you know what's going on? I'm getting a few people who just feel pissed off and want to call in here because these people that are calling tonight, have you noticed a pattern? They're having their ass handed to them by the man that they put in office, and I don't care about this Constitution Party nonsense. I went down ballot and voted for Abe Snake. No, you didn't. That's what's happening. And I want you liberals and progressives to pay attention to what's going on here tonight because I damn sure am. Have you heard one single Republican call in here and say anything that supported his president or supported his president's policies or had anything positive to say about his life? No, you haven't heard it. Now, that should be an eye-opener to every single Democrat, every single progressive. These people are hurting just as bad as we are. But you know what the problem is? They have these jackasses like Limbaugh and Hannity filling their heads every day with nonsense to the point where they can't think. So they have to call this program and whine. Isn't that sad?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Mother Jones Magazine gives you the best investigative reporting and progressive opinion. Subscribe today at readmojo.com and get a full year for only $10. That's right, $10 for a year of this truly independent magazine. Mother Jones is run by a nonprofit, so we're free from the bias of corporate media. We dig deep to bring you the truth behind the spin. Mother Jones, the best in independent news at readmojo.com. Subscribe today at readmojo.com.
Hey, look, it's not a big deal, but you haven't told me you love me in a while.
What? Of course I have.
Yeah, but only when I say it first. You're never the one who starts
it. I love you.
Well, you can't say it now.
I love you?
Ugh.
That's still too soon.
Never mind.
Look, baby, I love you more than I love myself. I love you more than anything in this world. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
Love can be exasperating, but finding it shouldn't be. More people have met on Match.com than any other site in the world. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
I was in the limo once. With
President Bush?
Clinton.
Ah.
And he has his briefcase, and one of the things he slipped things into were his credit card. And one of them had fallen out. And I'm thinking, I could take his credit card. I'm not going to charge stuff on it. I'm just going to take it and have it as a souvenir. Then I think to myself, I probably shouldn't do it. And I don't. So that's my story.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
If you missed Al or Randy today, don't worry. We'll get you caught up on the mic overnight. I'm Mike Malloy on the mic 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Well, not tonight. 10 before the hour. All right, now, we've got all the phones full here, and I'd like you to hold on. Rob and Chris and Dave and John and Josh and Bob and Paul in California, Sacramento, Rhode Island, San Francisco, Minneapolis, California, and Georgia. We're going to get to you. Again, I want to reiterate, if you're listening to this program tonight, we've had 2 hours of this now. And something, I've got the cartoon light bulb going off over my head. Every single person that I've heard tonight sounds just as frustrated as me, or as I, or whatever. I don't know. See, this is what the Republicans in power, this is what the Bush crime family does. They have driven this wedge between you and me, truth seeker, and what we label as these right-wingers, what I label. But after listening to 2 hours of this tonight, I'm beginning to wonder, you know. It's the old trick. It's the old trick of class warfare. It's the old trick of religious warfare. If the people united cannot be defeated, right? So divide them. Say things like red state and blue state. Now, I am not your local parish priest. I'm not here tonight giving absolution. I still think right-wingers are a mess. But that's the point. They're a mess. Because what do they listen to? Fox News and Hannity and Limbaugh. And you have heard the result tonight. So far. And there's more to come. This is beyond sad. I'm not pissed off tonight. I'm sad. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Not just the frustration, but the inability of these people to really articulate why they're pissed off. Why they feel betrayed. Here's this Steve from Long Island. The only thing he come up with is semi-automatic assault weapons. For Christ's sake, Steve, your life revolves around that? No, it doesn't. But that's the only thing you can get your teeth into. Because Bush is destroying you. He's destroying your parents. He's destroying your chance to get married. He's destroying your chance to buy a house. He's destroying your chance to have a decent life. So what do you come up with? I hate liberals. And why do you come up with that? Because you bought into it. You bought into the lie that somehow those of us who are not in power, who do not own the legislative, the judicial, or the executive branch of government, that somehow we are responsible for what Tom DeLay and Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney and John Bolton and Negroponte, what they are doing to your America, Mr. Right-Winger. They are destroying it. And they're making you think it's my fault. Or that liberal down the street. Or those progressives who've been trying to tell you that there should be separation of church and state. There should be Social Security. It's an insurance program. It's not an investment program. And on and on and on. So, what's the solution? I know what the solution is, and so do you. I frankly don't know if I can do it, and I don't know if right-wingers can do it. And again, I'm talking about common folk like you and me, Mr. and Ms. Liberal, who are listening, and bless your heart, But Mr. and Ms. Conservative who are listening too, don't you understand? Can't anything? We've got a truck driver calling in who's losing his ass because diesel fuel is up around $2.25 a gallon. When Clinton was president, it was what, $1.40? And he still blames Clinton. That's a result of lies, distortions, misinformation. That's a result of Limbaugh. That's a result of Limbaugh and Savage and Hannity and Fox News 24/7, border to border, coast to coast, constantly pounding your fellow American, Mr. and Ms. Liberal, with lies and untruths and distortions to the point where we think they're our enemy and they're not. They are our allies. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have a two-time Bush voter who says he couldn't vote for Kerry because Kerry wanted to take away his gun. Kerry doesn't want his damned gun. We have Bush voters here in the South who were told that Kerry would take away their Bibles. Now, I don't celebrate that kind of ignorance. But if they did it to the German people in the 20s and 30s, you don't think they can do it to Americans in the 90s and now? You don't think that's possible? Do you think we're so much more sophisticated and smarter than the people in the country that produced the art and the literature and the music that came out of Germany? And look what they did. The big lie. The blueprint is right there. If you repeat it enough, the people will believe it. The Nazis laid this plan out, and for Christ's sake, it's working. I hear this frustration. Well, I can sit here and play grab ass with these folks all night. And we can all go, ha ha, ho ho. But listen! Listen to what they're saying! Listen to this frustration! And they don't know where to put it. Well, they're going to destroy... Barbara Boxer's going to destroy the Second Amendment. What? What? That's not evil. That's believing a false god. That's believing Limbaugh. That's believing the people who will lie no matter what. What a perfect 2 hours so far demonstration of the power of propaganda. Goebbels knew this. Hitler knew it. Rove knows it. Bush knows it. Limbaugh knows it. And you're hearing it. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis and eczema for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, is the only treatment I've used that actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch, no more bleeding, and I haven't had a flare-up since I started using it. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc is the only product that's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't. It's really the closest thing to a medical miracle.
Call now for your 30-day risk-free trial of the Skin Zinc system at 1-800-507-5904. That's 1-800-507-5904. Eliminate itching, flaking, and scaling. Call 1-800-507-5904. Restore your skin to a clearer, healthier state. 1-800-507-5904.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
47% of the workforce does not get health insurance from their employers. The number of uninsured Americans in this country is 45 million. This is what they do to you. This administration is sort of bullying people into believing that gambling is the only way that they can make a buck.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
This is Mike Love of the Beach Boys. America, we need to plant more trees.
You can make the air taste fresher. Breathe as deeply as you please. Make the world a better place. Protecting our good earth with trees. Help the Arbor Day Foundation plant more trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
Go online to arborday.org.
Jen McAllister, I'm from Edison, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at themic921.com, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. President Bush urged lawmakers to pass his energy bill by August. He says energy supplies are critical to an expanding economy.
Energy must be abundant and affordable for all our citizens. It means we've got to become less dependent on foreign sources of energy.
The measure would allow more oil and gas drilling in the U.S. But Senator Charles Schumer, a Democrat from New York, says the GOP energy bill backed by President Bush is just a giveaway to his friends in the industry.
The bill that the administration is supporting is a great gift if you're a big energy company. It's a loser to the taxpayers and to every American who is spending more and more on gas and oil.
Also Wednesday, Mr. Bush signed a bankruptcy bill making it harder to erase away debt. Critics say credit card and banking companies benefit because it will make it harder for the poor and elderly to get a fresh start. It's being called the biggest rewrite of bankruptcy law in 25 years. New information in the Jessica Lunsford case. Court documents released Wednesday say the 9-year-old Florida girl was possibly buried alive while holding her favorite stuffed animal, hands bound with stereo wire and her body covered with garbage bags. Our Susan Candiotti reports Florida lawmakers are considering the Jessica Lunsford Act, which toughens laws against sex offenders.
The suspected killer of Jessica Lunsford is a sex offender by the name of John Cooey. The new laws, if passed, would provide for stiffer sentences for convicted sex offenders, as well as making mandatory monitors that sex offenders would have to wear once released from prison.
And NASA says the launch date for Space Shuttle Discovery has been delayed 1 week to May 22nd. Paperwork delays and more time to analyze test results were cited as the reason. This is CNN Radio News.
I love next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-816-3951. 800-816-3951. Not available in all states.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with Russia's Putin to ease tensions, but while there, she criticized Congress for dragging their feet in confirming the man nominated to be U.S. ambassador to United Nations. Our Elise Labatt reports.
The Senate should move quick to confirm President Bush's nominee to the United Nations, John Bolton. That's the opinion of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who voiced support for Bolton on a trip to Moscow and Lithuania. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee delayed a vote on Bolton's nomination for several weeks amid charges Bolton bullied State Department officials. Rice said management style should not be an issue in the confirmation, and that Bolton would be an excellent ambassador. The U.S. needs a permanent representative at the United Nations, Rice said, to push U.N. reform. Elise Labatt, CNN Radio, Vilnius.
Republicans now say they are ready to open an investigation into the allegations against Majority Leader Tom DeLay. He is accused of ethics violations. This is news from CNN Radio. Amtrak says its high-speed Acela trains won't run until the summer. The company's senior vice president of operations says damage was found in the braking system.
Inspections found more than 300 cracks or stress fractures in the more than 1,400 brake rotor spokes. We do not know yet the precise cause of the cracks.
Slower Metroliners will take over the routes until the Acellas can be fixed. British scientists believe they have found a way to better forecast a hurricane season. The computer model measures the intensity of trade winds and water temps in July to predict if it will be a busy season and if the U.S. is in for a damaging Atlantic hurricane season. And a late spring snowstorm dumps 15 inches of snow on Wyoming Wednesday. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Republicans are unequivocally masters at driving the truck over the veterans and kicking them to the side of the road like roadkill. They are. If you get into an argument or a discussion with any type of righty, they're in denial on this issue because they've got that sticker on the back of their soccer mom van.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
If you think it's hard to talk to your parents about money, you're right.
Sherry Meyer of the American Savings Education Council.
But just imagine how hard it could be if you don't. Talk to them now about their retirement preparations. You'll be glad you did. Make planning and saving a family affair and choose to save.
Visit www.choosetosave.org for tools to help you prepare for your financial future. That's choosetosave.org.
Your life, your choices.
Choose to save.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. We have given the show over tonight to listening to the Flying Monkey Right, to conservatives, right-wingers, freepers, NRA supporters, Bush supporters, what have you. And if you've been listening for the past 2 hours, it certainly has been an eye-opener, I guess. Huh? What? We have a celebrity flying monkey calling into... You're kidding. You sure it's her? All right, let's put her on. Ann Coulter.
Michael Malloy, this is Ann Coulter.
Hi.
I should be very angry with you.
Why?
Caller after caller of great American patriots, and you slamming them down. It's part of this left-wing... Whatever you're doing.
I'm a little bit. It's hard to find anything to say because I'm surprised that.
You're not dealing with amateur freepers now, Michael Malloy. I'm Ann Coulter.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm a little nonplussed, I guess is the word. All right, I'm not dealing with an amateur. Are you a paid professional freeper then? Is that what you are? Hey, I saw your picture on Time Magazine. Jesus,
that was a distortion of the liberal media. It looked like an elongated funhouse mirror effect.
All I was going to say is you have great legs.
Oh. Thank you.
Sure, no problem, man. So you've been listening to the program. I am impressed. I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know that someone of your stature.
Well, when I heard that great American patriots were going to be calling you, of course I tuned in to listen to their wisdom,
yeah,
and hoping that they would set you straight.
Yeah, well,
frankly,
has it happened yet, Anne? Have I been set straight?
Well, if you listened to them instead of interrupting, constantly interrupting like you do.
Can I ask you something?
Wait a minute, wait.
I need to ask you something.
Wait a minute.
I never interrupt people.
Wait a minute.
I just, have you considered eating something sometime, anytime?
I eat constantly.
You what? Peanuts and water?
All kinds of pizza, ice cream.
Oh, and then you ram your finger down your throat, right?
Yes, it's a common misconception that I'm anorexic. I'm bulimic.
Have you thought about, are you into cutting?
Not much to cut, Michael.
Yeah, well, I know. So you're—I take it you're in New York. Are you there to do Hannity's program again, or why are you there?
I'm here to do Hannity's program and here to address the rumors circulating about me.
What rumors would they be?
I am not Kermit the Frog.
No, you're a right-wing psychopathic nut, is what you are.
I just wanted to establish that I am not, in fact, Kermit the Frog.
Why don't you get married? Why don't you have a baby? Why don't you have a boyfriend?
I have lots of them.
I think you need to have a baby. A baby would mellow you out, Anne. It really would, because let me tell you something.
Michael Malloy, where would I fit a baby?
Well, that's true. You're becoming a national joke. Even the right wingers are laughing behind your back. Are you aware of that?
I think that the Time magazine article will probably clear that up neatly.
Well, listen, I hear Newt might be single again. How about Newt? Are you smoking? Oh, Jesus, Andy.
That's how I keep my weight down.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Newt, Rush isn't married. He's dating the chick from CNN.
Or Donna Kagan.
Yeah, well, something. No, it's Darren Kagan.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
He's not Ann Coulter.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, well,
I'm Ann Coulter.
Yes, you are.
I'm somebody.
The thing about Darren Kagan.
Top of the world, Michael. Top of the world.
The thing about Darren Kagan, too, she's a little chubby, right?
She's obese.
Oh, jeez.
She might as well be Twiggy.
You know, I have to tell you that I have to ask you something. Is every all this right wing garbage that you spew out about going to these Arab nations and converting them to Christianity or killing them? Is that's a shtick, right? That's an
First
act.
First of all, Michael, it is not garbage.
So you
Those
mean
it. People are garbage with their cowled heads.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And there should be profiling in airports.
There should be.
Of all men, darker than.
Hey, you know, I think John Fund is single again. Do you know John Fund? He used to write the editorial page of Wall Street Journal. He was boinking his girlfriend and stupping his girlfriend's daughter after he beat up his girlfriend. How about John Fund?
I'll just say it's a crime that Rick Santorum is married, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh, yeah, okay, well. How can you still support Tom DeLay? Aren't you worried he's going to drag down the entire Republican Party?
Tom DeLay is a great American patriot.
Yeah, okay.
What he's doing is making America stronger.
Yeah.
To unite the world in a global meritocracy.
A meritocracy.
I made that word up.
Do you have about 6 or 7 standard answers, right? And it's like stepping on your toe and another answer comes out and then it sequences and keeps moving right along, right?
Because that's how the truth operates. The truth is eternal. It always is the same.
Yeah.
Not like you left-wingers always coming up with new facts to confuse people.
Yeah, yeah. We're big on facts over here on the left side
because
of the...
Because we're part of the reality-based people.
You know...
We're not reality-based.
Are you using the bathroom right now?
No.
Oh, my God. Are you tinkling? Oh, my God, it sounds like a racehorse.
I'm on a very strong diuretic.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. How do you feel about ultra-left liberal judges like Justice Kennedy, who was appointed by Reagan?
Let me tell you something about these activist judges, which
yeah,
are
go ahead.
Activating.
Yeah.
They're activists. So there.
Yeah.
Said it.
Yeah, well.
Refute that. activism.
Oh Jesus! Listen to go from the sublime.
Now you see what it's like talking to a professional.
Yeah, to go from the sublime to the mundane. I understand that you really did not like your photograph on the cover of Time.
No, it was. They used an effect. It was like distorted elongated funhouse mirror.
But it's still a cover of Time. I mean, look at the Stalin, Hitler, Bush. What do you want? You're in great company. It's the cover of Time, Anne. Not Newsweek. Time. And
if the liberals insist on distorting my body in order to sell a few issues to left-wing demo nuts, then so be it.
Okay, well...
But that's where they stand. They're as liberal as the Washington Times.
Yeah, that's real liberal. Well, listen, Anne, it's just been a slice of agony talking...
Well, I'll be watching you, Michael Malloy.
And
Coulter.
Yeah.
As their eyes fixed on you and your program now.
I'm married. Forget it, Anne.
On your program.
Yeah, I'm married. Forget it. Okay. Well, listen, Anne, you have a nice night. I'm impressed, and I'm just surprised and stunned that you called in. Thanks for calling in. Maybe you'll call in again sometime. Next time we're in New York, we'll have a grape or something, you know, a big meal for you.
If we split it.
Yeah, okay. You have a nice night, Anne.
You too, Michael Malloy.
Thanks. But you never know who's on the other end of the phone, right? Jesus, Anne Coulter. She was peeing, wasn't she? Huh? I know tinkling when I hear it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
You are not wearing that.
Why not? It's comfortable.
Not on the eyes.
Come on.
We live in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my friends are going to be there. Please change.
Look, I love you just the way you are. I wouldn't ask you to change anything.
Oh, that is sweet. And I don't want you to change. Just those shoes and that shirt. And you're kidding about those pants, right?
Love is about give and take. Finding it shouldn't be. Match.com has more subscribers than any other site. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualifiers will train at Cuts Fitness for Men, and our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
This is Randy Rhodes. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Two past the hour. Dave is calling from Rhode Island. Dave, welcome to the program. Yo, Dave. Dave? Jesus Christ. Dave? All right, we'll put you back on hold, Dave.
Is that my name he's saying there?
Rob is calling from California. Rob, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say I'm calling because I support preemptive war. I think that we need to strengthen our position in the world in terms of geography and establish bases in the Middle East to protect the depleted oil that is running out quickly. And basically, because of peak oil, you know, if we don't go out there and establish a military policy that takes it, we're not going to get any.
You believe in preemptive war. Let me ask you something. Do you know what country perpetrated the biggest spy scandal against the United States in the history of this country?
I would say, if you're going to ask me my opinion, I would say...
No. I just said, do you know the name of the country?
Israel.
Okay, Israel. Do you know what they took?
What they took from us?
Yes.
How about... No, I couldn't answer that question.
Okay, military secrets, codes for our launch codes. They took everything they could get their hands on. Question two, how many nuclear-tipped missiles capable of reaching the United States does Israel have?
I would imagine at least 500.
How many?
I would imagine at least 500.
Well, actually, it's about 200.
Their bombers and their submarines and all that.
It's about 200. All right.
Okay.
Now, if they perpetrated the biggest spy scandal ever against this country, they have nuclear weapons, and they actually really don't like the way we try to dictate to them where it concerns the occupied territories, then you do believe, don't you, that we should attack Israel?
I believe we should establish the bases.
No. Don't do that. You do believe, based on your logic, you do believe we should attack Israel. This is a country who perpetrated a spy scandal against us on a monumental basis and has the ability to annihilate us. Now, you said you believe in preemptive war. When do we attack Israel, based on your logic?
As long as they're a threat to our national
security. When do we attack Israel based on your logic?
When they're a threat to national security.
They're a threat. Now, you think it's not a threat when somebody infiltrates our deepest secrets and steals them? Goodbye, Rob. Good God. Preemptive strike, okay? Who's after Israel? So Rob's position, and this is where the psychopathology of these right wingers, and yeah, they've been led into it, but this is where the psychopathology really shows up. Rob believes that all the oil in the world is ours to take. I got news for you, Rob. The Chinese are starting to think the same thing, and so are the Indians. So when do we attack China? Now, had I not broomed you because you weren't making any sense, I would have liked to have asked you when you were going to sign up and go through basic training and join an infantry unit and go kill some people for your oil. But, of course, I pretty much know what the answer to that would have been. Dave is calling from Rhode Island. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Yeah, as America's best school teacher, I'm going to have to put you in your place with some logic, but before, I'm not letting you get away with that George Bush thing about he was in office when 9/11 happened.
Well, that's right. He wasn't. My bad. Now, move on to your question. Don't get snotty with me or you're out of here. If you've got a point to make you want to debate something, go ahead.
I do about the decaying of America because of the liberals, but
What do you mean, the decaying of America by liberals? How have we decayed America? And by the way, decay is a noun, not a verb. But let's use it your way. How have we decayed America?
Easily.
No, answer the question, moron, or I'm going to move on.
Because the youth of America, any society that allows the youth of America to listen to the filth of heavy metal music.
Oh, shut up. Go away, Dave. Get the hell off my radio program. Jesus. I was waiting for one of those people to show up. The heavy metal music! I got news for you, Dave. There hasn't been heavy metal music played in about, I don't know, pick a number, 18 years? Jesus. Heavy metal music? This is a guy talking about Mountain again, right? Leslie West and Mountain, you want some heavy metal? You and some headbanger stuff. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm trying, I swear to God I'm trying. This is Air America. Your brother's keeper just don't apply, cause it's everybody for himself.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Crackpots who deny the existence of global warming don't have science on their side, but they do have a lot of money behind them. A new report in Mother Jones magazine shows that many deniers of global warming are funded by one source, ExxonMobil. In recent years, Exxon has funneled $8 million into more than 40 groups that say global warming doesn't exist. For instance, Exxon gave $90,000 to groups run by FoxNews.com columnist Stephen Malloy, who insists global warming is a hoax. And it gave $700,000 to a group which published a paper claiming, quote, global warming could actually save lives, unquote. It may sound like these groups are just blowing hot air, but this is a direct attack on today's best scientific thinking. Thanks to Exxon, we'll all be feeling the heat. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Earth Day 2005 is fast approaching. Unfortunately, this year is no time just to sit back and enjoy nature, because our country's air, land, and water are facing unprecedented threats. Since the election, the Bush administration has been pushing to drill for oil, even in pristine protected places like the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and to keep America dependent on fossil fuels and nuclear power long into the future. This is Bryden Sweeney Taylor from Wisperg, and I'm on the mic. The United States oil addiction has got us over a barrel. President Bush has urged Congress to get an energy bill to his desk, but the bill the president wants does little to address our energy problems and a lot to help out big, polluting energy companies. Wisconsinites deserve a cleaner, smarter energy future that moves us towards greater reliance on renewable energy, energy efficiency, and conservation. You can help make that happen by joining Wisperg's Earth Day Neighborhood Walk. On Saturday, April 23rd, Wisperg will be going out into the community to talk to our neighbors about the threats facing the environment, and get them involved by taking action to write Wisconsin senators about the need for a cleaner, more sustainable energy policy for our country. You can bet our senators are hearing from Big Oil. Now's the time for them to hear from you. We'll be starting at 10 a.m. at the Madison Public Library at 201 West Mifflin Street, with a rally featuring speakers including Alder Austin King, and then head out into the community to mobilize for change. I hope you can join us. But if you can't, you can email our senators at our website, wisperg.org, and spread the word. It'll be a lot of fun and a great way to protect the environment. If you have any questions, call 608-251-1918 or check out the website, wisperg.org. I'm Bryden Sweeney Taylor from Wisperg with this listener commentary on the Mic 92.1.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
We are now joined by Father Guido Sarducci from Vatican City.
It's a pretty exciting here. We have white smoke coming out of that disgusting smokestack. I can't believe, you know, it's so beautiful in Rome. You look out over the skyline, and the first thing the Vatican does after this guy dies is put up with this smokestack, make it look like Gary Indiana or something.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Sign up for Progressive Alerts. Join the open mic at themic921.com. Now, more Progressive Talk on the mic.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Okay, let's get back to it here. Josh is calling from Minneapolis. Josh, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's a joy to talk to you, I got to say.
Yeah, okay.
No, for real. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And I'm a conservative. And I didn't vote for Bush. I heard you had another libertarian on earlier, said he voted for the Constitution Party. Of course, last fall when I heard about them, I had to look them up. And I know who they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what you got on your mind?
Jeez. I could touch on a lot of things. You know, the fascism thing you keep bringing up, I think specifically...
Do you think Tom DeLay should retain his position as the majority leader of the U.S. House?
No. No, I don't. And now, when you talk about these people who call themselves conservatives, I mean, I have to disagree with you because I don't see anything conservative about them.
Okay. Do you think Bill Frist should maintain his position as Senate Majority Leader?
I couldn't comment on that, I guess.
Say it again?
I haven't quite followed Frist.
Well, Frist is trying to bring about a religious war in this country. He is lending his name and his office to this murderously insane thing that's coming up on Sunday. What's it called, Kathy? Where all the churches are Justice Day or something, where all the right-wing churches are supposed to tell their flocks that the liberals are destroying the court system in this country, which is so ridiculous, you know?
And crazy.
Of the 210 nominations for the judiciary that Bush has sent up, 200 of them have been confirmed. That means, 5% have not? 95% of Bush's nominees have been confirmed. So, all right, let me ask you: you don't think Tom should be the leader, the majority leader, and you don't think you're not too sure about Frist? Do you think George Bush should continue as president of the United States?
No, sir, because he's an insane man, or just evil.
Okay, all right, last question. I assume you're a Republican, and that may be an assumption on my part. How do you get your party?
Let me tell you.
Well, how do you get your party back from the religious crazies? I just gave you three names, the three most powerful people in the United States and therefore on the planet, and you think that they're unqualified to be in the positions they're in.
You're correct. And let me clarify, because I didn't mean to fool you, but for most of my life I was a Republican. Until 92. And that's when I decided that there weren't any Republicans anymore. And that's when I discovered the Libertarian Party. And so I've been voting Libertarian ever since. And that's where I say I'm conservative, and I don't see where the Republicans are even really conservative anymore. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I don't think Republicans have been conservative since the 60s, since Lyndon Johnson handed Barry Goldwater his ass in 1964. The Republicans decided it's time to become neo-fascist, and they've done a damn good job in 40 years.
Exactly.
They got Reagan elected, so, you know, and they got Nixon reelected.
And so I've been a libertarian for quite a while, and that's how I'm conservative. I'm completely against Social Security. I think it's a criminal institution.
You think providing? Hold on! Don't run forward like that.
Okay.
Do you think that providing some sort of a safety net for people who are on disability or for children who have lost their parents, you think that's criminal?
I think that the system that we're using is.
No, no, don't equivocate. Don't equivocate on me, because that's what Social Security is. It's not an investment program. It's an insurance program. Do you think the old people who have contributed to Social Security should be denied what they?
No.
Well, then do you think that old people 40 years from now should be denied?
I think that there should be a new system in place.
And what would that system be?
4 years from now.
And what would that be?
I think we should let the people have their money so that they can invest it.
Oh, that's such a tiresome statement, let the people have their money. The people do have their money, and they contribute into a fund so that they will have more money when they are old or infirm. And you don't like that. See, this is where I think you libertarians are about one step away from Stalinists. I really do. Let me finish. You have no heart. You have no sense of justice. You are people who are interested only in yourselves. Your sense of conscience stops at your skin. And I find that just abhorrent. What the hell do you...
Can I defend that?
There is no defense for it. You can talk about it, but you damn sure can't defend it.
Well, I think you misrepresent it.
Oh, okay, straighten me out.
Say we stop taking the money from the people, and they provide for themselves.
People can provide for themselves in addition. It's an insurance plan. I'll bet you don't believe in universal medical insurance either, do you?
Well, I think I may to some extent.
Oh, a little equivocation from libertarian. Then you're not really a libertarian, are you?
Well, I'm not a hardcore.
You just had hardcore, softcore. Ah, a big hole. Let's drive a semi through the libertarian's hole.
No party platform is perfect, sir.
Well, are you making a case for perfection? Look, both plans, Social Security and single payer, they're both insurance plans. You're against the one for orphans and widows and old people, but you're not too sure about the other one for health insurance. And I know why. Because you're not old, you're not a widow, and you're not an orphan. And that's what I'm saying. You libertarians, your sense of justice stops at your skin.
Well, see, I'm not... You libertarians, I'm me, a libertarian.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not the rest of them. And of course I don't believe that.
Okay, you, by your own words, you just said, you admitted Social Security was an insurance policy.
But you also said
that single-payer health insurance, you're not too sure, which means you're in favor of it, you just don't know how to articulate it and retain your libertarian credentials, which have just been trashed.
From what I've heard of the proposed programs, I'm not sure about them yet. I think they could use
like
the Social Security issue. That needs a lot of work. I do not agree with the current plan being proposed. I think it's ridiculous. I think to take the money and invest it for me, or take the money and invest some of it for me, or give me the choice to invest.
You're a libertarian. Wait a second. You're a libertarian, and you're suggesting take the money and invest it for you? Who? The government?
That's the plan that's being proposed. I'm against that.
You're against that. Okay. Listen, I'll tell you what, Josh.
Because what we have here is the government taking more autonomy or keeping that from me, keeping that freedom to do with my money.
How is your freedom hamstrung because you contribute a few bucks into Social Security? Are you out of your mind?
Are you restricted
from taking a vacation? Are you restricted from boating? Are you restricted from having sex? Are you restricted from eating anything you want? Are you restricted from going and worshiping whatever God you believe in? Tell me how you're restricted.
Oh, I did tell you, Mike.
Tell me again. I'm a stupid liberal. How are you restricted because we have Social Security? Are you out of your freaking mind?
I'm being restricted from the money.
Oh, hey, I'll tell you what. You just got restricted right off the program. Adios, adios, adios. Crybabies. Now, left libertarians I can stand, but right-wing libertarians, you guys are the biggest bunch of whiners I have ever... Just like Neil Bortz down here in Atlanta, who's been on the air for, I don't know what, 80 years? Ooh, big deal. Oh, Social Security, no, I don't want that. You know, it might feed some starving little kid whose mother's dead. Health insurance? Well, I'm not too sure about that. maybe. Talk to me. Bunch of damn phonies. Well, no party platform is perfect, Mike. You got that straight, dude. You people are unbelievable. Bob is calling from California. That's the second libertarian. The first one wanted more taxes. This one wants health insurance. Go ahead, Bob.
Mike Malloy, I had a chance to do a little research on your website, and as any good liberal should have, you have links to a website called eastcoastbob.com. Why do you have that?
I have no idea. Probably my webmaster put it up. I don't even know what it is.
That is the most vile website I've ever seen in my life.
What is it, a sex website? Communist? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, it's www.eastcoastbob.com, and I don't know why you have that.
I have no idea. Do we have that, Kathy? Eastcoastbob.com? I think you're lying.
No, you need to take that down.
I think you're lying.
No, I'm not.
I think you're absolutely lying. Goodbye, Bob. Have a nice life. Jesus. I can't believe this. Adrian is calling from Hollywood, Florida. Hi, Adrian. Adrian?
How are you?
Okay, hold on, Adrian. I want to talk to you next, but we got to do a commercial break. Okay, is that all right? Can you hold it together for about 2 or 3 minutes, or are you going to... You're not going to wet your pants and get all scared?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, hold on. I'm a libertarian, and I don't like Social Security, but talk to me about that health insurance now. Just don't restrict my freedom.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
The imposition of a state religion is by its very definition anti-American. What we're talking about is the imposition of a particular strain of religion. And this is part and parcel of the baby steps that lead to fascism. Right. Eventually, we will get there if these people have their way.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
Bill Clinton's far-reaching plan to eliminate al-Qaeda root and branch was completed only a few weeks before the inauguration of George W. Bush. If it had been implemented then, a former senior Clinton aide told Time, quote, we would be handing the Bush administration a war when they took office. Instead, Clinton and company decided to turn over the plan to the Bush administration to carry out. Clinton trusted Bush to protect America. This proved 9 months later to be a disastrous mistake, perhaps the biggest one Clinton ever made. Clinton's national security advisor, Sandy Berger, remembered how little help the previous Bush administration had provided to his team. Believing that the nation's security should transcend political bitterness, Berger arranged 10 briefings for his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and her deputy, Stephen Hadley. Berger made a special point of attending the briefing on terrorism. He told Dr. Rice, quote, I believe that the Bush administration will spend more time on terrorism in general and on Al-Qaeda specifically than any other subject. Which brings me to a lie. When Time asked about the conversation, quote, Rice declined to comment, but through a spokeswoman, said she recalled no briefing at which Berger was present. Perhaps so, Dr. Rice, but might I direct our mutual friends, my listeners, to a certain December 30th, 2001 New York Times article? Perhaps you know the one, Condi. Shall I quote it? Quote, as he prepared to leave office last January, Mr. Berger met with his successor, Condoleezza Rice, and gave her a warning. According to both of them, he said that terrorism, and particularly Mr. Bin Laden's brand of it, would consume far more of her time than she had ever imagined.
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
Forward thinking, just like Madison. Now, more progressive talk from the Mike 92.1.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah. 10 before the hour. As always, thanks to our crew, our engineering staff in New York, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Have we promoted David to associate producer yet? We have, or he is now, David Fizikas, who answers the phone, associate producer. Does he make more money now? And the usual gang out there in Never Neverland, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in outside of New York City, Jim in Arkansas, and the executive producer of this program, Catherine Bay. Now, I just want to tell you this. We had some sound for you tonight of Scott McClellan as he is questioned about the Bolton fiasco, John Bolton fiasco. And we were going to play it, but we just didn't want to break up the flow of sewage that you've heard on this program tonight. About every 5 minutes, I kept thinking I heard a toilet flush somewhere, you know. But, oh, that's so uncharitable. That's hardly the Christian attitude, Mike. But the sound bites, four sound bites, we're going to play them tomorrow night. It is a classic example of kind of what we were talking about at one point in this this adventure tonight. And that is how the official spokes geek for the government, when asked direct questions by reporters who you think maybe, possibly, could be, just a slight chance, might be looking for a straight answer, get nonsense. And how the American public, especially these red state morons that we've been listening to tonight. See, I'm back in my old mode again, right? You know, I bet you everybody's going, oh no, he's going to start singing Kumbaya, let's reach out to the right wingers. No, I don't think so. But, you know, they are being victimized to a greater degree than you and I are. Do you understand that? Because you and I still retain our minds. I mean, we're all being exploited by this criminal administration. Right wing, left wing, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile. I don't give a damn. Red state, blue state. It doesn't make any difference. We're all being exploited. But the difference is progressives, Democrats, real Democrats, liberals, can see it and resist it and fight against it if in no other way, just getting together every night on this silly little radio program and bitching and saying, no, you're not going to put me down. You're not going to do it. Now, what you've heard tonight is the other side. They are being exploited even worse than we are. Why? Because they're believing it. They honestly think that if they just had the right to own a semi-automatic assault weapon, life would be wonderful. Or whatever. The single-issue nonsense that they have been herded into, like a bunch of cattle. Forget the sheep. These are like cattle. Moo. Herded into a corner. You know what happens to cattle when they're herded into a corner? The next morning they go up the ramp. and then they become steaks and chops and hamburger. So that's the difference. What we have for you with Scotty McClellan tomorrow night that we're going to play tonight is a classic, classic example, four of them, right in a row, of how these poor bastards we heard tonight have gotten their brains so scrambled. Fox News, Hannity, Scott McClellan, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News, Frist, Fox News, Hannity. You see how that goes? And they come away babbling, just babbling. You've heard the babble tonight. Have you ever heard anything like this? I haven't, I swear to God. People who are suffering the same stuff that I am, and they can't put together a coherent sentence and say, look, these sons of bitches in Washington, they've done it to me. They're really ripping me to pieces. I drive an over-the-road semi. What am I going to do about diesel fuel? They can't do it. They say, well, you know, Clinton, 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 Clinton. I just feel, I feel sorry for them, but I don't pity them, because they have the same ability to straighten their minds out that you have, that I have. And that will happen the day they turn off the pig man, this drug-using thug, and turn off Hannity, this hypocritical little fake Christian. They turn off Savage, the psychopath. They turn off Fox News that just peppers and salts this country with lies and distortions all day long. Adrian, I'm sorry. We're not going to get back to you. I'll tell you what, though. You folks that were leaving on hold, Mike and Adam and Adrian and Paul and whoever else is there, you can call this program anytime you want to. You don't have to hang back and wait until it's some night when we say, okay, it's only going to be freepers or right-wingers. You can call this program anytime you want to. Come prepared. This is a gunfight. Don't bring a knife, because I'll whip your ass. But for those of you who didn't make it on the air tonight and thought about calling in, I invite you to call anytime you want to. I'm not here to educate you. I'm not here to change your mind. But I tell you what, I will take whatever you've got to say and fill it full of so many holes that when we hang up, you just might consider what the hell you're doing with your brain. Is that because I'm smarter than you? No! I'm probably stupider than you. But I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. And I took the red pill. Or was it the blue one? Thanks for participating tonight, right-wingers. And for the normal people who listened in tonight, I hope you had a good time. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Auric XL.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The righties can't take it upon themselves to go to Walter Reed Hospital and to see these amputees. They'll go over there and then they'll come out, oh, just a great attitude by all of our troops. They can't wait to get back. The devil's in the details when it comes to the true